All right, it's 8:41. By the way, do we have the funny Deion Sanders audio with Rich Eisen on the NFL Network? We're about to talk to Jerry about the combine. This was a very funny moment on the NFL Network's coverage this weekend.
Have we ever seen a brother cover a brother in the NFL?
You mean black dudes? Or what you
stop about? It. Stop
I mean,
it.
I know what you're talking about. You guys
Deion Sanders.
What you were talking about.
Deion Sanders.
I didn't know what you was talking about. I'm
Deion
sorry.
Hey, Prime, you're reliving my most painful broadcasting experience.
Actual brothers on the field covering each other, and that's what Rich Eisen was referencing.
Man, what on-air chaos that was.
Well, just about every football GM, coach, and scout in Indianapolis these last few days for the combine, and that includes the Cowboys general manager, who also happens to be the owner, who also happens to join us now on the ticket hotline from Indy. It's Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man.
Morning.
Sorry about that. Good morning.
Morning. Did you learn a lot this weekend?
Boy, I did. I learned a lot this weekend. I've seen a lot of players that I think are Dak replacements. That's what I'm looking for.
Wow.
Dak replacements.
I didn't know you're looking for a quarterback.
Well, we just need something to fall back on in case Dak's coming in with his $50 million a year request.
I don't think it's that high, is it?
Well, this is what happens when agents and girlfriends get involved. All of a sudden, your price tag goes way up.
So you're looking at quarterbacks to replace Dak.
That's right. That's why I'm here at Columbine.
The combine, and it's over.
Whatever.
Yeah, you've been very front and center this week, doing a 90-minute press conference on your
90
bus.
90 minutes, talking to the media, being transparent, real transparent. I love talking to the media and talking to the fans, letting them know what I'm thinking. And what I'm thinking right now is I need a little more Dez in my life.
Yeah, what about that?
What do you think about that? I think it's a pretty good idea bringing Dez back.
I think that ship has sailed a few years ago.
No, that ship is sailing right on back to me.
So you're
back to me.
You are going to bring him back and give him a shot at wide receiver.
No, I didn't say nothing about wide receiver. Dez is coming back, not to play football, but to take showers with me. Because I think about him in the shower all the time.
Yeah, yeah, we thought that was weird when you said that.
That's right. I've lost a little mobility, and I need someone to soak me up on my back.
Oh, man.
And I need someone to lift up my toupee and just scrub my bald head a little bit.
I think he wants to play football, not take showers with you.
Well, we'll talk about football. He's got to start in the shower, and we'll start from there as he reaches around me and works me, just like Demi Moore worked that pottery wheel with Patrick Swayze.
Oh, man. Come on.
And then we'll talk about the receiver after that. If Dez wants to make a good catch again, he's got to start by catching the heart of this owner.
Okay. Oh, all right. Sounds like a plan.
Speaking of old football players that used to play here, Romo continues to be a miracle.
Yes, he does.
That is amazing, isn't it?
Can you believe that?
No.
I can't believe Romo continues to get big-time quarterback money, even when he's not playing the game anymore.
$17 million a year.
$17 million a year for Romo. And Dak made $2 million last year. You believe that?
No.
Romo doesn't even play. Makes $17 million a year. So, hey, speaking of Romo, I'm thinking about inducting him into the Ring of Honor.
Oh, okay, well.
Maybe a few other names ought to go first.
No. I'm inducting him in the Ring of Honor just to kick one of those names down the road a little bit.
Are you talking about Jimmy Jump Up?
That's exactly who I'm not talking about. Wink, wink.
You got to put Jimmy in very quickly.
No, I'm going to put Jimmy in. Now, calm down. I'm going to put Jimmy in, but there's a few other people that need to go in that are very deserving before Jimmy.
Okay, like who?
Well, Romo. I mentioned him.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Bates, fan favorite.
Okay.
Derek Lassick, second fan favorite.
Okay. Now you're
people
just
don't even remember him.
Now you're just sticking it to Jimmy.
Lincoln Cole. Coleman, third fan favorite. Alundis Bryce, Rowdy. There's a whole list
of them. I knew Alundis Bryce would be on there.
There's a whole list of them. But $17 million for Romo, Jim Nance is rolling over in his still living haughty grave.
Probably is, yeah.
Haughty grave. But yeah, all those people going in the Ring of Honor before Jim Nance.
Yeah, don't put Jim Nance in the Ring of Honor before Jimmy. That'll make him really mad.
Not Jimmy Nance up, Jimmy Jump up.
That's right.
Right.
But you guys see the Forbes came out that I'm worth like $8 billion now.
Yes. Congratulations. That's very impressive.
$8 billion. Mm. And you know what 50 million, what 40 million of that's not going to be spent on?
What?
Dak Prescott. I like spending money, but I don't like spending money on quarterbacks from Mississippi State.
Well, he's the only one you've got.
That is.
He's the only one you've got that's competent, so you better pay him.
I like buying helicopters and practice facilities and forgiveness yachts. That's what that is, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Make no mistake about it. Gene earned every penny of that. I bought Roosevelt a new Cadillac.
Nice.
It's a new used Cadillac, I should mention.
Okay, well.
I bought Jerry Jr. a little Lightning McQueen car that he can drive into traffic. I always tell him to take it up on Central Expressway and go get him some fro-yo.
You encourage him to play in traffic.
I encourage him. Encourage him to do that. Speaking of, I got to get him to school.
Oh.
Yeah, he still goes to the special school.
Oh, isn't he 50?
Go to school.
I got
to
get going. The station wagon's warming up in the driveway. Good morning.
All right, good morning. There goes Jarrah. 8:47 on the ticket. Looking forward to this. We debut a brand new segment next.